Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as I said before, it's getting close to being time, and that triggered some thoughts for me as I was reading over Micah 5 and Hebrews 10 and Elizabeth and Mary's encounter, and the past week of Bible studies, having read through all the gospel accounts of the Christmas story, a lot of things swimming around in my head. So we'll see how this goes. This is more of a poetic construction, I guess you could say. So it's time. The birth of the baby is getting closer. It's going to be any day now. There won't be a planned C-section. There won't be any Pitocin to induce labor. There won't be an epidural or any pain meds. It's going to happen on its own and when the time is right. It's time. It's time for the Christ to come. It's time for the Savior's birth. It's time for she who is in labor to deliver. It's time for prophecy to be fulfilled. And it's time to leap for joy, and it's time to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's time. It's time for sins to be forgiven and to forgive sins. It's time to let go of the grudge, the ill will, and the chip on the shoulder. It's time to unburden. It's time to admit your role in the conflict. It's time to recognize that the universe does not revolve around you. It's time to see that all of your striving and trying to be a good person has only left you exhausted, frustrated, lonely, and despairing. It's time to admit that you are no better and no worse than anyone else. It's time to see that we are all in the same boat. It's time. It's time for Jesus. He saved us from our sins. It's time for Emmanuel. God is with us in the boat. It's time for blessing and for being blessed. It's time for the shepherd to tend his flock. It's time to greet one another with joy and zeal. It's time for believing. It's time for peace. The contractions have started. It won't be long now. The water is ready. The swaddling cloths have been laid out. The manger is prepped with fresh hay and blankets. It's time. It is time. It's Advent time, soon to be Christmas time. All of these wonderful times of the season. All of this that we're reading over the next couple of days has been prophecy fulfilled. The coming of Jesus as a baby, the birth from the Virgin in Bethlehem, all of these things are prophecy fulfilled, righteousness at the right time. That's what this is all about. So are we ready for the time to come? Are we prepared for the time? Are we ready with all of our decorations and all of our preparations and plans for visitors and family and guests and gathering and travel and all of the things that we spend time doing and focusing on? Because it's time. Jesus is coming. We don't know when. We don't know the exact time. We don't know the exact day. We don't know all of the things that are going to be involved in it, but it's time. Taking a look at the world around us, we know it's time. But even more than that, taking a look at ourselves, we know it's time. It's time for Jesus. And not just for Jesus to come back, but it's time for Jesus with us, Emmanuel. It's time for Jesus to dwell with us. It's time for us to dwell with Jesus. It's time for us to carry him wherever we go and whatever we do and whomever we meet. It's time. This whole season is all about this. This time of year, this time of day, this time of gathering together as the body of Christ. It's time. It's time for Jesus. And we'll celebrate on New Year's or Christmas Eve, well, New Year's, but also Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll celebrate those times. We'll celebrate those with, again, friends and family and guests and excitement and gifts and food and all sorts of things that bring such joy to the occasion. But more than that, it's time. It's time to forgive one another. It's time to be forgiven for all of those things that we've said and done over the years. It's time, as family gathers, and those grudges that have lasted for years and years and years, and we don't even know why, it's time to let those go. It's time to forgive one another. It's time to embrace one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, the newest and those that are not so new. It's time. It's time to come to the table. It's time to receive the gifts of God in our very hands, in our very mouths, our very bodies, this wonderful gift of grace and forgiveness. There's no little tag or note on it to say whose it's from, because we know it's right in front of us. No need for a wrapping or a bow or anything like that. It's the very body and blood of Christ. It's time. It's time for all of those things. It's time for each and every one of us to receive that gift of God, that faith of the Holy Spirit, that connection one to another. It's time. Amen. And now may this, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, guard our hearts and minds always in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.